track six and some more news stories. An accessible book club opens in Dawlish. A book club for those who find it difficult to access the written word was launched in Dawlish this week. Dawlish Bookworms opened on Tuesday, August the 19th, and the group meets at 2 p.m. every Tuesday at the Strand Centre. Unlike a regular book club, where participants meet to talk about a book they have read, Dawlish Bookworms will have volunteers reading aloud to the group. "This is a nice twist, which involves everyone," explained Dan Letchford, who came up with the idea for the group. Dawlish Bookworms is aimed at enabling those who might struggle with written text to enjoy literature. "I know full well the difficulty in not being able to access literature through the written word," said Dan, who is registered blind and uses a guide dog. "There are many types of text disability," Dan explained, "whether it be somebody who has literacy issues, where they find it difficult to read, maybe with dyslexia, or someone with Parkinson's who may have difficulty in holding a book." Dan has chosen to keep the group open to all to encourage people suffering from social anxiety to join as well. Dan, who also volunteers with the Men's Shed, set up a successful accessible book club in his native West Midlands 9 years ago. The volunteer-led group, which is open to anyone who struggles to access literature for whatever reason, was set up at Thimble Mill Library in Barewood, just west of Birmingham. "It was a big wrench leaving my club behind, but it's in safe hands up there," Dan said. "So I thought, why not use the same idea down here in Dawlish? And the Strand Centre is the perfect venue."
Tributes paid to Chudleigh community leader. A former chair of Chudleigh Council and chair and trustee of Chudleigh United Charities has died at the age of 83 after a short illness. He passed away on July the 24th and was a former dental surgeon who had served as governor of Coombs Head School. He was instrumental in the development of many youth facilities in Chudleigh and played a key role in developing the play park, multi-use games area, and the pagoda in the at 4th Street. He also smoothed the path to enable the new Scout and Children's Centre to be built on part of the site. He was awarded the Chudleigh Town Council Citizen of the Year Award in 2015. Stuart was highly regarded for his honesty and diligence in his role with Chudleigh United Charities, and he was known on as a hands-on chair who was willing to spend time on the inevitable paperwork associated with the role, as well as managing the care of the historic play park, which was left to the community of Chudleigh hundreds of years ago. Stuart was a friend to all, and the local dogs being walked past his door soon discovered that there was invariably a treat to be had out of his pocket, remembered Chudleigh United Charities Secretary Nick Walter. "We will miss him," he added. As a lifelong animal lover, donations in his memory are being made to the Little Valley Animal Shelter.
Citizens Advice seeks volunteers to help. Citizens Advice Teambrush is calling on local people to consider volunteering with them to help make a real difference in their communities. Whether you're a student looking to gain experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or someone in between jobs hoping to build new skills, Citizens Advice welcomes volunteers from all backgrounds. Volunteers play a vital role in delivering free, confidential advice to people facing a wide range of issues, from debt and housing to benefits and employment. "Our volunteers are the heart of everything we do," said Vincent Wilson, Chief Officer at Citizens Advice Teambridge. "They come from all walks of life, teachers, carers, students, parents, professionals and pensioners. What they all share is a commitment to helping others and a belief in justice and fairness," Vincent added. Volunteering with Citizens Advice offers a chance to learn new skills, improve confidence, meet new people and to be part of a supportive, friendly team. It can also be a great stepping stone into employment or a fulfilling way to stay active during retirement. Full training and ongoing support are provided. No prior experience is required. You just need to be confident, using a computer, and have a willingness to listen, learn, and help others. Last year, Citizens Advice Teambridge helped over 6,900 people with over 21,900 issues. Citizens Advice will be holding a face-to-face volunteer tasting sessions in September. The sessions take place on Tuesday the 16th of September between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. at the Manor House in Dawlish, Wednesday the 17th of September between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. at Citizens Advice in Newton Abbot, and Thursday the 18th of September between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock at the Salvation Army in Tidmouth.
Serial burglar jailed for Devon school raids. A man has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for raiding schools, pubs and village halls. Callum Tumilty, 30, appeared at Exeter Crown Court where it was heard he had an appalling record for burglaries. The court heard how Tumulty targeted several vulnerable school premises to steal iPads, tablets and laptops to sell for cash in the Dawlish area. He returned to one school 3 times, the court heard. Admitting to 8 break-ins between October 23 and January 24, and also while he was on bail, Tumulty was jailed for 6 years. The 30-year-old also raided pubs, including the Brunswick Arms in Dawlish, as well as village halls and a private residence, the court heard.
Accidental tractor fire extinguished. A tractor fire off the A38 saw fire crews mobilised on Sunday. Devon and Somerset Fire Rescue Service mobilised crews from Buckfastleigh, Greenbank and Plimpton to Bitterford Road on the 17th of August. A tractor and hay baling machine were ablaze off the side of the road. Crews got to work with breathing apparatus, a 35mm jet, a hose reel jet, 2 wildfire beaters to extinguish the fire. Oil and diesel had spilt across both carriageways, so environment pads were used to block drains, and the highways agency dealt with making the road safe again, a spokesperson from Buckfastleigh Fire Station said. The cause of the fire is believed to have been accidental.
Golden anniversaries for twinners. Anglo-French relations in Ashburn have reached a golden age as the Twinning Association celebrates 50 years of links with Cléda in France. A delegation of Ashburton's French friends will arrive later this month and will mark the anniversary with a parade, followed by a reception hosted by Ashburton Town Council and a renewal of the Twinning Charter. The parade starts at 11 a.m. on Saturday the 24th of August and will include the mayors of Ashburton and Cléda, the Port Reeve and Master Bailiff, along with host families in Ashburton and their Cléda counterparts. Ashburton's twin town is located in Brittany, about 15 minutes' drive from Roscoff. Participants say taking part in twinning is a great way to experience different cultures, learn the language and build friendships.